You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000. That's why I see him in the shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see him
in the shot. Shot or no shot, brought to you by PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Racecourse. PointsBet Sportsbook now open. Download the PointsBet app right now. Stop by Hawthorne Racecourse and register your account. All right, let's chop it up. Let's go, Tyler.
All right, gentlemen. So our beloved Bears
only put up.
Everything good, Tyler?
Everything's great, Hoodie. Everything's great here.
Good. How was your college football Saturday? Good?
It was good. Syracuse picked up a nice win over Virginia Tech on the road, so I can't complain right now.
Ah, the Hokies. Remember once upon a time?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, once they were good. The old Beamer ball.
Not anymore.
It was restaurant quality back then, but now Cuse gets the job done.
A lot of surrender cobras down in Blacksburg. Anyway, so
yes.
The Bears put up 3 points. You know who else put up 3 points over the weekend? Mm. The Kansas City Chiefs. Mm. Shot or no shot, it's time to cross the Chiefs out of the playoff picture for this current season.
Well, that's a no shot because I still have them in the Super Bowl. So I'm going to continue to think that they're going to turn it around. But once again, what do we talk about every week? We might as well just put the tape on, Cap. No respect of the Duke that continues to fumble the football, turn the football over. It's a different Mahomes completely. And he got his bell rung yesterday.
Oh, that hit that knocked him out, that was scary. Got a neck stinger. Oh, that was scary. I'm going to say right now, no shot, that there's still so much talent there that they could find a way to get in as a wild card. I don't think they're winning their division. That said, a couple more performances like that. What are they, 3-4 now?
Yeah, that's not
3-4, yep.
Yeah.
They're going to find themselves out of the playoff picture, so that wouldn't surprise me either.
They also have the worst point differential in their division right now. In fact, Vegas and Denver, in a division with the Chargers and the Chiefs, are the only teams with a positive point differential in the AFC West right now.
Yeah, it is amazing. So, no, I'm still going to hold out hope that they will be in the playoffs. But, the turnovers from Mahomes and that offense, that really bothers me the most. Tyler.
All right. So the Panthers benched Sam Darnold yesterday in their loss to the Giants, and the Dolphins dropped their 6th straight, and now there's rumors swirling about Deshaun Watson. Shot or no shot, Deshaun Watson will be traded before the trade deadline about a week from tomorrow.
Well, it's a no shot. Ideally, yes, but you just don't know what you're getting. Like, you could trade him, but when can you play him?
You cannot. Like, you think we've got problems. The Jets think they have. Try selling to your fan base that you're trading a ton of assets for a guy who might. We don't know yet. They haven't gone to court. He hasn't even been deposed yet. Might have serially abused 22 different women.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Well, I'm gonna reach out to your dad here because he was a barrister.
Correct. Was a very good attorney.
Yes, okay. So I know that he knew people he could talk to find out how this could be expedited or what the dates are or what the ruling is going to be. Mm-hmm. There are back channels that you could take to find this out. Now, I know you pushed back on me and said that, well, because of what's going on here, you have to wait to find out exactly when Deshaun Watson would be suspended. Goodell doesn't have to tell you right away, but there's back channels you can talk to, right?
There is. However, let's assume that those back channels say to you, Jonathan, here's what's going to happen. He's going to get a 4-game suspension, 8-game, whatever the number
right,
is.
Right, right.
Until that is finally adjudicated and announced, who knows when that's going to be?
Mm-hmm.
You think our fan base is pissed off at George and Ted because the team sucks? Try telling the huge number of females that are Bears fans. Oh, by the way, we just traded 3 first-round picks and whatever for a guy who might.
Right.
I'm not saying he's guilty.
Allegedly
might have abused 22 different women.
Yeah.
You're going to get people turn their back on your franchise.
That's true. And I'll say this too, Tyler. When you're the Jets at 1-5 and you're the Dolphins at 1-6, your season's over anyway, right? So you're trying to get, now you're looking into get a better draft pick. So you don't want to upset that by having Deshaun Watson out there winning you a few games, even with these terrible franchises. So you want to be as awful as you can, I guess. I don't believe in tanking, but I know those teams believe in tanking.
Correct.
So I understand it. So no, they wouldn't bring him in because now you're a 3-4-5 win ball club, and then now you're knocked out of the first couple of picks of the draft.
Look, Mike Vick got a second chance.
Yep.
I'm all for people getting second chances. I'm a dog person. Mm-hmm. I have three of them. They're as big a part of our family as anybody. We love our dogs. And people that have dogs understand what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. He served his time in jail.
Yep.
He got a second chance. He's now resurrected his life. He's on television. He gives back to different charity. And I hear he's actually become a real model citizen.
He's grown up. Mm-hmm.
So if Deshaun settles all this out of court, doesn't go to jail, yes, he'll get a second chance, and he should.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not acquiring him till I have all that behind me, for me.
Tyler.
The Bengals yesterday went on the road and embarrassed the Ravens 41-17. They're now 5-2, currently atop the AFC North, and have two wins in the division on the road against both the Ravens and the Steelers. Shot or no shot, the Cincinnati Bengals are the team to beat in the AFC North.
That's a shot. They've got an ace quarterback who came back from a torn ACL. They've got a number one receiver. I mean, we had a guy call in about Allen Robinson being top 10. Stop yourself. Start listing the guys, and you'll find out how far down the list Allen Robinson really is. And I'm not saying he's not a good player. Jamar Chase runs a 4.3 40. He had 201 yards receiving yesterday, and that one that he caught over the middle on, like, the right hash, and he broke three tackles, took off, and he outran everyone to the end zone. That guy's a superstar. They're really good.
Yeah, because we don't know what's going on with Baker Mayfield, and because the Steelers are just going to, you know, be an average football team, it's a competitive division, but I see the Bengals really separate themselves. As a matter of fact, Tyler, we can call Sunday Separation Sunday. If you were bad, you were awful, right? And if you're good, you're able to separate from the competition. That's why week seven, not the greatest Sunday for the NFL, because there's a lot of blowouts and a lot of mismatches out there on the field on Sunday.
Agree.
So I would say to that shot, the Bengals are definitely going in the right direction. I would say yes. Tyler.
College football Saturday featured a 9-overtime game, technically the longest game in college football history. However, only 38 points were scored in said game. Illinois took down a top 10 Penn State team. But these overtime rules, where all of a sudden it becomes a quasi-sudden death almost with these one plays at a time, shot or no shot, that is the worst rule that college football has recently implemented.
That's a shot. I don't consider what we saw there overtimes. I don't know. I mean, just because you're setting up for two-point conversions over and over again, that doesn't constitute overtime to me. I don't know what you call that, but that's not overtime. To say that game was 9 overtimes is a joke. That's not overtimes to me.
Agree with you. We watched the game. We had all the family over Saturday night for my wife's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were all there playing games and all afternoon. And Nick, our oldest, went to Illinois. And one of our other sons, Alex, his girlfriend went to Illinois. So they're locked in watching this thing going, I can't believe we're hanging with Penn State. I did not know the new rule. I heard about it. But I never saw it implemented.
You don't see overtime that often in college either.
Right.
That's why you probably didn't note it.
And so I remember my other son, Brett, and I watching LSU Texas A&M in 2018 late on a Saturday night, 74-72 final in 7 overtimes.
Yes, I had the over.
That was a good win. Unless it was 147.
Yeah, right.
And we're watching this game and they're, this is 8 overtimes, 9 over, the longest game ever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And the final score was, what, 20-18?
Yeah.
It was asinine. You're reading the headlines on the bottom line. I wasn't watching it live, so I'm consuming it, and I see, wait, what? 9 overtimes? What are you talking about? You know, looking at the score. And I was introduced to the fact that college football had changed their overtime rules because I just, you know, I don't watch as much college football as I do pro guys. I was like, are you kidding me? It can't be the same thing. Like, that can't set the record.
Yeah.
That be the final score, and then to your point, Hoodie, you know, have other games in the history of college football where they were 78 to 71 or whatever.
That's just ineptitude. I mean, yeah, so we're so supposed to celebrate 9 overtimes when two teams can't score. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, James Franklin, by the way. Nice, but wonderful. I'm glad that happened to James Franklin. Fraud. Freaking fraud. But here's the best part, Tyler. I told you this, right? So Illinois flies back out of Happy Valley to Champaign. And the Illinois basketball team, the Fighting Corbellos, are out there. And here comes Bielema and the football team, and they're waving to the crowd. As if they won the national championship, waving to the crowd.
Right.
Hey, it's Illinois! They had a great win against Penn State! Now get out of here, man. Get off the floor.
Dude, 4 days ago, we're playing audio where he destroys his roster. How much they suck.
I bet that's the narrative down there. I bet you down there in the sports radio down there in Urbana, I bet they're saying, Bielema shook things up. Those guys were locked. Stop.
Stop yourself.
Shot or no shot, a single fan in the State Farm Center knew that was a football team on the floor.
Exactly. Who are all those little guys out there?
There's Bielema waving at the crowd. Look at that. A great win. Get out of here, Barnhart.
All right.
Should
Tyler,
Matt,
what else you got, Tyler?
You want a Bulls one? I got a Bulls one.
No. Tyler? Should Matt Nagy have benched Justin Fields? 312-332-3776. And you got to hear what Martellus Bennett said about who we're playing this week. Go ahead, you got to hear it. It's all coming up next.
Tyler, go ahead.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Charles Tillman here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
Is Matt Nagy the guy for Chicago moving forward?
I think this season will tell. I mean, looking what we see now, I would say, I don't know, it's a toss-up. I think what Chicago really needs to do is, man, they got to find their identity. You know, we had Club Dub, and we had the partying after games, and that was cool in the locker room. But now it's, you know, that was like 2 years ago. We gotta find a new way. Every year you have success in this league, but you gotta find a new theme every single year. And I think they're banking on what they had 2 years ago with that success. You gotta switch it. You know, I think he needs to do something to get the team together. They gotta really circle those wagons. I mean, we literally went all the way to Tampa Bay to kick a field goal. You know, like that's not good. That's not good football.
Peanut Tillman this morning on KJM on ESPN Radio, and you hear it here 5-7 on ESPN 1000. So should Matt Nagy have benched Justin Fields? Our friend Pete McMurray said, guys, I love the show. I'm listening. We as fans are upset because we care. We're embarrassed after a loss because we care. And when the Bears get embarrassed, it's a reflection of the fans, too. Ask any fan who's heated up about the loss from their friends all over them out of town. As for Justin, take a look at Kansas City. Patrick Mahomes, one of the best in the sport. Look what happens in KC when your offensive line can't block and your receivers suddenly can't get any separation. Does it look familiar?
Yes, it does look familiar because it looks like typical Bears, vintage Bears.
Correct.
And that sucked because, again, the way I look at it, Cap, I always look at it as a wasted Sunday. I could be doing something else. Mm-hmm. And I was doing something else. Because after halftime, I'm putting bets down on the Nets and the Hornets. That's what I'm doing.
Nice.
I'm keeping my eyes. I'm watching Ryan Rucco and Sarah Kustak. That's what I was doing on Sunday. Because that's just you see the same thing over and over again with this Bears team. And again, it's a microcosm of my life as a Bears fan. Strong defense, strong enough defense, and a running game. That's it. That's not, at some point, you've got to be able to flip that script and say, we're going to be a vertical passing team. The idea that when you do throw the football, that Komet doesn't catch it, Robinson slips on the play, Mooney doesn't get enough passes. We saw the depth chart before the season started and said, boy, the Bears are a little light as far as playmakers.
Yep.
We saw the depth chart. It's like, well, who's the third wide receiver? Well, could be this, could be that. No, no, no. You have to be sure who's going to be the third option offensively.
Correct.
Or in fourth option. It's correct. Just... It's so disappointing. And, yeah, we could call for Matt Nagy's firing, but then remember who's making the hire in that scenario. Just remember who's making the hire.
Correct.
George and Tad. That's why.
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No. Everything else is there.
Stop yourself.
Thank you, Mayor Daley.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
Stuck.
Stuck.
You're stuck.
Back to the phones. Keith in Mount Greenwood. Hey, Keith, what's up, Sparkles?
Hey, gentlemen, how are we doing today? Well, actually, I know how you're doing today.
You know how we're doing, Keith. You know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. But I got to say, there's one thing I can only think of when it comes to the Bears. And I called about 3 weeks ago, and I was pretty upset. But I don't have the energy to be upset today. I want to say that there's no accountability. And it starts with the top. It starts with the McCaskies. Yeah, you can get rid of Matt Nagy, but the people at the top aren't going to do that. You need to gut that organization from the top. I know Matt Nagy's not doing anything. I know he's not really much of a leader. Justin's really still showing that he can be a great leader. I know you're saying earlier he needs to be great on the field, which, while that is true, it's nice to look at Justin and see that once Nagy is gone, and maybe in some beautiful world that the McCaskies own on the team, well, maybe Justin has a chance to be great, because you do see a lot of potential within Justin. He is a good quarterback, and he's got a great heart, and he's got a great mindset within the game. He's not just giving up on his team. And for whoever said it earlier about the team giving up, they're not giving up. The team wouldn't give up. They're just it's a little hard right now because they don't have anyone to look towards, especially with Matt Nagy. His answers to everything are so vague. It's weird how hard he tries to beat around the bush.
Well, and well said, Keith. Appreciate your passion for your team. This is Matt. He literally said this after they got the ever-living H beaten out of them.
I will say the last couple of days with our team, we've become really close. And, you know, for us to become as close as we have the last 24, 48 hours, I just trust and believe in them. And they've done it before. We're 3-4 right now. Again, we can't have this affect us and make it be a 2 or 3 or 4 feel like that much of a loss. This is we lost, and we got to learn from it. Our guys have rebounded before in the past, and I just know from our discussion in there after the game and where we're at right now as fighters and people and teammates, it's not fun. This is not fun. But at the same point in time, we all go through some adversity to be able to get us, you know, where we want to go in the end. And so that's why I feel that way.
What does that mean?
That you've become really, I mean, I'm sure it's always been a close-knit team. No one's fraying at the edges. Matt, are you trying to F them or are you trying to coach them? This is not about a relationship. What are you talking about?
Right.
What are you talking about? Like, you know what? You know, me and my girl, you know, we've been very close. And even through the adversity, you know, we've been very close. Like, I understand if you're talking about a relationship, okay, but not when you're a head coach for a football team. Nobody cares about the internal. Nobody gives a crap about that. They care about whether or not you win or lose. We're busy people. We got to go to work. We got to get a cup of coffee. We got to take care of the kids. We got to take care of our bills, trying to figure out how we can cover our bills. People want to know, is my team winning or are they losing? Not the in-between. We are here for the in-between, you and I, every morning.
Correct.
We're filling you in as you drive to work, as you drive your kids to school. We're filling you in on the information. But ultimately, when you're busy working that 9 to 5, that 3 to 11, whatever, all you care about is, did the Bears win or lose? We're really getting along. We're really a close group. Are you effing them? Or are you coaching them? Nobody cares about the relationship. They care about the W. That's what they care about.
I will say the last couple of days with our team, we've become really close.
What does that mean? You've been the head coach for 4 freaking years.
Now you're close?
He has no answers. He's clinging to the culture that they had in 2018. This just goes to prove it was all, he was a fraud. Everything that happened in 2018. I'm sorry, they were fortunate. He's lucky Vic Fangio was on the staff who could head the defense, and he could just toy around with the offense in 2018 in his rookie year as head coach. And looks, you heard Peanut Tillman talk about Club Dub. Club Dub is fun and easy when you're winning football games.
Yeah.
This guy has no answers to anything, guys. And he goes back to the culture. Remember when Ted Phillips was talking about their culture was the envy of the league back in January? And that was the whole, you know, the whole infamous, we have everything right. Everything's in place except for the quarterback, right?
Have we gotten the quarterback situation completely right? No. Have we won enough games? No. Everything else is there.
And during Matt Nagy's time, as you pointed out, Cap, they are second in the NFL in terms of players ejected. Like, there is no discipline. That's to your point, Hoodie. No accountability, and the culture, my ass.
The culture
is losing.
Yeah, the culture is a great talking point, Cap, but it doesn't matter if you're not winning games.
Agreed.
You know what you just heard right there? That is the equivalent of having that potato chip bag, and you turn it over, and you're just trying to get the last remnant out. That's what it is, the last remnant, because he's got nothing else. He's just straightening the bag, trying to get the last bit of the chips out of the back of the bag. That's exactly what it is. So to weightloss.com.
There you go. Take that.
As we talk about potato chips.
Vinny in Woodstock. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, fellas. First time caller.
Appreciate you.
Thank you, Vinny.
They're all idiots. The whole team is run by idiots. But I wanted to go back to the 12 men on the field play just for a second.
Okay.
Fields blows that because Robinson's wide open. He overthrew him.
Well,
that's why. He didn't. Even Fields says he slipped. He didn't slip. He overthrew him.
I watched him play
12 times here.
He did. Well, yeah, you know what? Both things can be true, Vinny. Yes. Robinson slipped, and he overthrew him. I saw, yeah, both things happened at the same time. Correct.
Yeah. Well, I seem like we're cutting Fields a lot of breaks here.
Nope.
And I don't know that that's right. If that was Trubisky that overthrew him, that's what everybody would be talking about.
Well, that's not.
Because he had that same problem. He overthrew everyone. I'm seeing the same thing out of Fields.
Have a great day, man. Appreciate you, Vinny.
Well, that's not happening. I don't know what show you're listening to, but not this one.
He's got to be a billion times better.
No. The idea that people are cutting Justin Fields a break, I can't speak for other shows, but not this one.
Correct.
Justin Fields gets graded just like every other Bear. I do not feel sad and feel bad for Justin Fields this morning. Because he's also part of the problem in that he is a rookie that's learning on the job. Everybody wanted Justin Fields to start. All the TV shows wanted Justin Fields to start. Nagy pushed back on it and said, wait a minute now, he may not be ready. Andy Dalton gives us the best chance to win. Dalton gets injured, and here's what you have. Justin Fields exposes, you know, a bad offensive line and actually lack of weapons all at the same time.
Correct.
And he does not have the clock in his head still to be able to get the ball out.
Correct. One guy's an 11-year veteran. The other one's a rookie.
So, no. But the idea that Justin Fields is getting a pass, that's incorrect.
Correct. I still believe in him. Still think he could be a very, very good player. This team sucks. That's just a fact. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Chief. He's listening. Hey, Chief, what's up, man?
Cap Hoodie, what's up, man? How y'all this morning?
What's up?
What's up, Chief?
Hey, look, I'm giving you a couple quick points. I thought Matt Nagy was calling them plays yesterday, or either he scripted them first couple plays because they look very familiar. Second point is we got about 13 tight ends, and we never use a two tight end set. Other little point, I was like this. I couldn't stand going into halftime. Boomer Esiason, he's such a joke. Everybody was going to say, well, the guy can't read defenses. And like, that's the only other thing he'll go to. He's clearly not being helped. But this is my solution for everything, Cap. I bought some inspiration from Marvel. I found out you are direct descendant of George Halas. I want you to go down to Halas and challenge Matt Nagy for a chief head coach, or a great bear claw. I think you could defeat him in Mortal Kombat and regain control of the Bears. You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Chief.
Put down the bong, Chief.
Chief's getting lit early on a Monday morning.
Good God Almighty.
312-332-3776. Bears host the 49ers next weekend.
I'm not there yet.
Both teams suck, but who will be under center for San Francisco, and should he be? And your calls, Bob and Dean and Nick and John and the rest of you. Phone lines are lit. We'll be right back. Did you know the arrow in Amazon's logo represents A to Z? Maybe the My Computer Career logo should represent unemployed to employed. Ryan was out of work when he started classes in March. In September, he started his IT career working for Amazon, making more money than he ever thought possible. Here's a prime opportunity. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago.
ESPN 1000. Bears get their head kicked in Tampa. Our guys Danny, Carmen, Sylvie were all down there with their sons. Had a great trip. Pictures look like they're having a lot of fun in the warmth. They went fishing. Were you able to reach Danny?
Is he? I have spoken and been in contact with Danny.
When is he? Is he coming out with us?
Yes, he's. They're en route to the airport as we speak. They're going to get through security. I think he's going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour. And his voice, I'm just going to say, is a bit hoarse. Obviously, he was at a football game, and you know, Danny, his voice can give out fairly easily at times. So he usually does like four times a year. Yeah. So we're in one of those situations where we are going to check in with Danny at some point in the 9 o'clock hour.
His voice doesn't give out when we want it to give out, though. That's the problem. So there's that.
All right, so we're going to get
How
right
about
back.
That, Jeff? How about that?
Right back
waiting,
to
I was
the...
waiting for a Danny appearance on the show here.
So no. we are playing the 49ers at Soldier Field on Sunday. That 49er team looks terrible. So, Kyle Shanahan, who's starting next week?
I would guess so. You know, I'm going to watch this tape and see if guys are healthy, first of all. I don't even know where our guys are at. It was good for Jimmy to be able to get healthy enough to play in this game today. I got a whole team to worry about. I'm not just thinking about what the quarterback situation right now. I'm going to evaluate everything, see where our team's at, see what gives us the best chance to beat Chicago, and see what our options are. I mean, that's what you go into each week, finding out your options. We had two quarterbacks who were hurting this week. Jimmy was able to come back and play. We'll see if Trey can next week. Still not sure yet, but I got a lot of things to figure out.
Same situation here, as a matter of fact. Do you take the veteran or do you go with the kid? You go with the kid, it might be a slippery slope. You might lose a lot of games.
Yeah.
You go with the veteran who looks the part but can't play the part, that's a whole different deal. That's my analysis on the 49ers for now. I'm still pissed off about yesterday, but my whole thought is that Garoppolo looks the part, just isn't.
Okay. Martellus Bennett with a little insight. He played with Garoppolo in New England. This is Martellus Bennett on the Double Coverage Show.
Bro, we lost two games. One of them was because Jimmy Garoppolo was being a bitch and tried to quit before us on the last, decided not to play right before the game. So we went out there. Jacoby came out and played with a up thumb and played his heart out. But Jimmy was just being a bitch about it all. And he's still being it. Like, that's why you can't win with a bitch for a quarterback, first of all. So, like, that was the whole thing with him. He didn't want to come out and, like, do anything because his agent was trying to protect his body or some shit like that, which I can't fault him for that. But, like, nigga, you should have made that decision on Thursday. Now on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, so he not going out there. So, Jacoby strap up, and we lost to the Buffalo Bills, which we shouldn't have lost.
You can't win with a bitch at quarterback. Wow!
Okay. I don't like that. I'm not a big fan of that. Unless he's going to come out to Soldier Field and do like a whole comedy routine at halftime. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's one man's opinion. The unicorn, Martellus Bennett, with his thoughts.
Unbelievable. All right, back to the phones. Let's go to Dean downtown. Hey, Dean, what's up?
What's up, fellas? I got a quick question. You got to make sure you ask Danny, why was there no fishing for Sylvie?
That's a good question.
Yeah, we only saw fish pictures from him and Carm.
It hurts my stomach.
I don't like walleye.
Yeah, that's what he said, probably. No, but downtown Dean is counting his lucky stars, fellas. I'm lucky to still be alive after this weekend. I lost an 18 parlay on the last leg with TCU, but I digress.
Uh-huh.
I should have learned from the great Chris Carson to never gamble. But with that being said,
all right.
Go ahead. Nagy is like a great big dimwit, fellas. And the worst part, he doesn't even know it. That makes him like the scariest kind. He's like the grand turbo AMG of morons. And I'm so tired of this, even as a non-Bears fan. I'm just hoping this dumpster fire ends soon. Take that!
Take that.
Thank you, Dean.
Have a good one, Dean. Have a good week.
Come on, Dean. Your slot's the 9 o'clock hour. You're too early.
Yeah, exactly.
If Danny was here, I would have held you back until the 9 o'clock hour.
Lefty, who's a P1 of our show, every now and then the chef gets lucky and cooks something decent. But the Bears are like a restaurant that's only open one day a week. You can't get in. The wait for a table. The food sucks. But people keep going back, even though they complain how terrible the food is. Wait until the restaurant's good. I respect White Sox fans. They don't show when the product sucks.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's the Bears, right? Everyone comes together when the Bears are on the field. Cub fans, Sox fans, Bulls fans, Hawks fans, Sky fans. They all come together to be able to watch the Bears because it's the team that galvanizes the city. And believe me, it keeps going this direction, there will be no shows. It's the only time that the McCaskies respond when they see the lack of butts and seats at Soldier Field.
Do you see? Look at all the empty seats.
Where are the people? I mean, yeah that's the only time. It happened under Wanstead, happened under Jaron, and so forth and so on. So that's the only time. But remember, Cap, remember, for Ted and George getting to the playoffs back-to-back years, there's value in that for them because it happens so infrequently with this team. You and I see that that's not a big deal, right?
Right.
You and I both see that. I mean, but for them, it's like, well, at least we've been into the postseason. Like, we'll give them another chance. Nagy back here next year wouldn't surprise me. The thing is, though, is that well, listen, nothing surprised me from the Bears. Nothing should shock you from the Bears either. Why should it shock you? You and I know what's best for the franchise.
I'm not saying nothing shocks me.
You were told that Nagy will not return next year.
I just don't see a scenario. Like,
you were told that Nagy will not return next year. Is that what you were told?
I don't know if I was told emphatically that he's gone, that it's getting to the point where now they're getting a little nervous.
Who's they? Pronouns, pal.
The people upstairs are starting to get a little nervous that...
God?
No. Below them.
Oh, you said the people upstairs.
Well, Ryan and Matt are our football guys.
George, you mean?
Yeah.
And Virginia?
Yes.
Okay. Then what? Same mom and pop shop that's going to roll out some other head coaching candidate.
Okay, but what if they announced that they took the keys to the kingdom away from George? You've had your chance. We demoted Michael. May he rest in peace.
Yes.
You're out. What if mom did that?
Brian McCaskey?
Yes, who I hear. I know Brian a little bit.
Yeah.
Very nice guy. And from everyone I've talked to who knows that guy, but that like played for the team or around, that dude actually knows something about football.
Yeah. So do you. But you're not up there.
Yeah, well, my last name's not David McCaskey.
I understand. It's shuffling the chairs in the Titanic.
Well, what other option is there? They own the team.
Well, the other option is to find a CEO that knows football and get out of the way.
I agree.
That's how that works.
Again, who's hiring that guy?
That should be a football person, right?
We don't have one.
No. I mean, like, the outside sources, you know.
You want to bring Ernie Accorsi back in here? I think he needs a walker now.
Is he dead?
Is Ernie Accorsi still alive, Tyler?
I mean, even if he's alive, he's probably dead.
Right.
Because he doesn't know football.
You Bill Polian, another old school guy who said Lamar Jackson couldn't play quarterback? Yeah, I'll pass.
Casserly?
Pass.
These are old football
Parcells,
faces.
Parcells? Pass.
Yeah. Old football faces.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Hub?
Pass.
Hub would find a good guy. Don't you...
Letting Hub pick the next president of the Bears. Sorry. And he's a good dude, but no. Not going to happen. Not going
to
happen.
I'd like Hub to do it.
Let's go to Bob and Moni. Hey, Bob.
Hey, guys. Sorry I didn't catch your whole show this morning. The Future X turned off my alarm clock, but I did.
Wait, that's the best. The Future X.
There's always hope. There's always hope. So
that's awesome.
The Bears are down 38-3 with 33 seconds left in the game and down by 35 points. Why is Justin Fields still in the game? Are they going to score over a point per second? No.
That's a good point.
Why take a chance of getting him hurt?
It's a good point. You know, when Matt was asked that, he said it didn't even come to his mind to pull him out of there and put Dalton in.
And that's the next thing that didn't come to his mind. Watching Matt Nagy coach the head Bears is like drinking Malort. It's the worst stuff in the world, and it's hard to watch. It makes my eyes burn.
You're the man. Have a good day.
Say
Take care, guys.
Say hello to the ex-missus for us.
The Future X.
Well, he's pissed off because he didn't get his Cap'n Jay hood at 7 a.m. Exactly. Because she turned the alarm off.
What are you doing? Anyway.
I like Bob.
But we got closer over the last 24 to 48 hours. We got that going for us, man.
Well, great. When's the next date with you and your team?
I mean,
you want to get to second base with you and your team?
I will say the last couple of days with our team, we've become really close.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Close to what?
I don't know what that means.
He just wants, you know what? He's not talking to you. He's not talking to me. He's talking to the McCaskies.
Pretty much.
Let you know that we're harmonious in there, in our ineptitude. We're good. That doesn't resonate with me. Did you win? Did you lose? That's all I care about.
Period.
Are you getting better offensively? Are you taking care of the kid, Justin Fields? That's what I want to know. Are you taking care of him or not?
312-332-3776. Bears Money brought to you by Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura Dealers. Every line's lit. We'll get to Henry and Jericho and Wayne and John. And there's so many of them. We'll get to all of you. Be ready to roll next.
Rubber room.
The SAR brought to you by Valparaiso University. Think of the world you want to live in. Then come to Valpo and build it. The fall 2022 applications now open. To learn more or to apply, visit valpo.edu.
David Kaplan. Jonathan Hood. Welcome, fans. This is Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the new ESPN Chicago app.
I'm just looking at some Ric Flair stuff. That guy, man, we got to get him in studio with us. The Nature Boy.
Oh, yeah.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. The best. That guy.
Will you come in here with Ric Flair merch at some point? I'm sure you will.
Probably.
I'm sure you will.
Probably. 312-332-3776. Henry, he's out on I-57. Henry, what's up, Sparky?
Hey, fellas, I got just a couple of things for you. First of all, you know what? You guys know it's raining in Chicago, right?
Yes.
Okay. God watched the game. He started crying. He went back and watched the replay. He's still crying.
Yeah. Especially
second of all.
Yeah.
How about Peyton Manning as the CEO of the Chicago Bears with the chances? I think the McCaskies need to open up the purse, give Peyton whatever he wants, and then let him pick the next coach. Let him pick the next general manager.
In.
Sign me up.
100%.
Ready to go.
100%,
Henry. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call. Jericho's in LaGrange Park. Hey, Jericho.
Good morning, Cap J. How are you guys doing?
Well, good, Jericho. Thank you.
Love the show. Quick question for you. What happened between now and week two when the Bears beat the Bengals? Is it a testament on the Bengals and their clicking, or is it on the Bears and just their downfall? I'll shut up and listen.
All right, Jericho, thank
you. Appreciate
it. You know, it's funny. Cap and I were talking about this during the break. Since the Bengals just weren't ready to win. That's all. They weren't as good then as they are now.
Correct. And we were able to get pressure
mm-hmm.
on him.
Three consecutive turnovers by the Bengals in that game?
Correct.
So,
and, I mean, would you be shocked if the Bears beat the Niners this weekend? I wouldn't.
No, just the NFL. It wouldn't surprise me. Like, the Bears are just so bad offensively, though. I think that they'll maybe, you know, depending on what's on the other side. Like, is Garoppolo playing? Is he going to be the quarterback? Do we know who's going to be the quarterback? I think that matters.
Correct.
But I see the defense getting better, I think, in next week. Against San Francisco, but the offense, that's always the wild card. I don't know what to expect there. Justin Fields has all the confidence in the world, but Justin Fields makes mistakes out there. And again, I'm just going to support him, just like I support the Bears, but just when I'm watching him out there, Cap, it's almost like he's got no clue of exactly how to avoid the rush, what to do, and realizes that the clock in his head has got to go off quicker. As you know, watching him from Saturdays to Sundays and watching him now, just like, man, it's quite the adjustment for him and the offense.
Yeah, but even if he has the internal clock, dude, that guy was under siege yesterday. They're going around Lakavius Simmons. They went around, I think it was Cody Whitehair.
Yeah.
And he gets hit from the blind side. He sees one coming. He tries to turn the other way. Like, I'm not absolving him of anything.
No.
But holy bleep. Under siege from day one. Brutal.
So the two strongest defenses he's faced is Cleveland and we saw yesterday with Tampa.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's going to happen.
But if we let Bill Lazor play, call plays.
No. I mean, no, because... And so what's the answer now for Bears fans, right? You just wanted Nagy never had the play called. He's never going to call plays again. Lazor calls the plays. Now what? There's sometimes that the team just beats your ass.
And they beat your ass yesterday.
And sometimes you just don't have the personnel to match up against the world champs, against the Super Bowl champions. You just, I mean, and we've got to take our hats off to Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Because Brady picked apart that defense, that daunting defense for the Bears. What did we talk about? Ken, go back to the show and listen to us on Friday on the podcast. Cap and I talked about how Brady gets the ball out quickly. Bears had no sacks, right?
Correct.
Okay, so he gets the ball out quickly. They can run the football with Fournette. They stop the run. Now, here's the thing for the Bears had Herbert with 100 yards, and it was the most, I think, that the Buccaneers have surrendered this year.
Correct.
So, I mean, obviously that's the case because that's the only thing the Bears can do well offensively is run the ball. So look at the keys that we talked about on Friday. They came to fruition, and the Bears lost the game in a big way.
And 6 of the 12 Tampa Bay drives started at the Bears' 40-yard line or closer.
So the special teams
were
awful, too.
That's why you get blown out.
Yeah, the special teams were bad, too.
Well, and turnovers.
Yes.
Combined.
So, yeah.
Like the first touchdown, they returned the punt, 43 yards?
Yeah.
They're at our 32. That's Tom Brady. Bam! 7-0.
It's a chip shot.
Yeah. So... 312-332-3776, Wayne's in River North. Hey, Wayne, what's going on there, Buttercup?
How you guys doing?
We're good.
You know, Wayne. You know how we're doing, Wayne. Don't do that.
I got two quick points, right? One of you guys said that Matt Nagy is a fraud, and that's absolutely
That was the great Jeff Miller.
Correct. 100% correct. The other thing is I am absolving Justin Fields, because his clock is not supposed to start that quick. That's number two. And the fact that even Peyton Manning, his first year as a quarterback in Indianapolis, who had an awful offensive line, was horrible as well. That's what happens to any quarterback when they don't have a good offensive line.
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, well, no, there's no
Appreciate
question about
it, Wayne.
That.
Have a good week, buddy.
But Fields is part of that offense that's not working. And just like the offensive line, just like the weapons around him, we don't put him in a glass case and say, well, he's just a rookie. You know, we don't do that. The offense is not working. Fields is the head of that offense. It's not working.
Yeah, the whole thing up there is just a train wreck. Ned is out in Lamont. Hey, Ned, what's up, man?
Good morning, guys. Love your show.
Appreciate you.
All right, so this is what I had a message. I called a few weeks ago. I had a message to Nagy to say to give up the play calling to make proper adjustments and watch his players.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm going to send this message to the owners. Please take him out because this coaching staff is nothing but a wrecking ball for QBs. If you watch the body language of Justin Fields, and you know what? I know people are knocking him down. It's not his fault. He had no time. You know, you develop bad habits if you have bad play calling. And the tight ends, they have no tight ends. Okay? The guy, Komet, runs like a sailboat without sail. Okay? The players have no discipline. They have no fire. I can coach the Bears for free, and I'll have fire, install fire and discipline in them to play the game. I am embarrassed to be a Bears fan. I'm sick and tired of it. Sorry.
Ned, have a great week, man.
Don't apologize.
Exactly. Don't apologize. And you should be embarrassed to be a Bears fan. Doesn't mean we're going to give up our team, but you have to demand change. Until those people up in Lake Forest, Illinois, wake up and understand, oh, Mom, what are all the empty seats? Did they think the game starts at a different time? No, son, and you're out.
That's right.
You've had your chances. I fired Michael. I'm firing you. That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's just a mess. And I don't know how this gets better. Even a win against San Francisco is still a very difficult schedule moving forward.
Even if you put the best person for the job into their conference room and said, okay, choose. There's two guys. One of them is a boob. The other one is awesome.
Yeah.
They'll get it wrong. Evidence? Bruce Arians was sitting in your effing conference room. It wasn't like he was, well, there's a name out. He was in your building. They said, well, we're a little concerned. Who are you going to bring in as your offensive coordinator? Ken Whisenhunt. Ken Whisenhunt? Yes, he's already committed. He'll come with me. Hmm. Wow. And what about DC? And he had another really good name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to go with Trestman.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's the idiocy you're dealing with in Lake Forest, Illinois.
You do realize when you put on that Bears cap or that Bears visor, even Bruce Arians would have been a boob here. He would have. Because who's his general manager?
That time it was Phil Emery. Bingo. Well said. We will get to more of your calls. How concerned are you with Justin Fields? One former Bear star is weighing in. You'll hear from him in 2 minutes. Bears Monday. Brought to you by your Chicagoland, Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. Follow us on ESPN 1000 Chicago.